Welcome back to the Daily Grinder, grinding it out, doing the whole thing. What's up, James? That was my Instagram spiel.
Yeah. Doing the whole thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the whole thing.
Yeah. The whole thing is life in general, pal.
So what's the name, man?
A lot, man. Life is did you see I posted something the other day where I was at jiu-jitsu and somebody, one of my buddies, ended up taking my back and then flipped me, put me on the ground.
Yeah, I did see that.
You did or did not?
I did. Sorry, I was taking a sip of my
Yeah, coffee. That's life right now.
Yeah.
Life, but it's one of those things that it's not negative, right? Life is not negative, nor is it positive. It just, life is what it is, and it's how you perceive what is happening to you is how you adjust, right? There's a reason why there are people in really bad situations, you know, no limbs, no legs, whatever it might be, that have positive attitudes and are making the most out of their life, right? And then you have people who are, you know, millionaires and they're just not happy, right? Yeah. It's all perspective and where you put value. And going back to what JP says a lot, well, JP Donnell, you get to do all of these things in life. You get to experience all of these things in life. You get to be put in the position that you're in. And with how things have been happening for the past, 2 months, my endurance was tested. A lot of things were tested. And where I'm at currently is looking at it as nothing but opportunity and a way to actually see that I get to do all of these things. I get to experience all these things because there's a lot of people who don't have the chance.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, it can do nothing but make me better just in general.
Yeah.
Right. And then death also has its way of hitting the nail that doesn't get hit a lot, right? And so that everything that's been going on, plus, you know, having a family member pass away, it allows you to see things on a broader scale, things that you don't pay attention to. And in my life, there's a lot of things that I want out of my life, but there's also one most important thing. And that's at the end of everything, the amount of regret that I have, I want it to be this much. And you can't see it if you're listening on the podcast, but I want the graph of happiness and enjoyment and everything that I can control. At the end of everything, I want it to meet the piece of no regret, right? And so that's kind of where I'm at. I want to be making sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I'm at.
And, you know, you're right. I mean, family member taken so suddenly out of nowhere, mm-hmm. right? At 34 years old. God, I mean, like, that doesn't even, it. You, to me, I'm still trying to process the ball.
Right.
Right. Like, it's just, it's hard to process, right? Like, it's just, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because then after, you're supposed to just go back to life, right? Like, so it is on, but it also, you're right, it makes you reflect. It makes you realize, like, how precious it is, like, how fragile it can be. And then, like, also, like, how big of a bitch you are, right? Like, the things you complain about. We always talk, I always talk about that lady that flicked me off at the stop sign, just losing her mind. I can still picture that lady's face. I'm just like, man, you need bigger problems. Like, that ruined her day. But, like, how much little stuff do I let ruin my day?
Right.
When, like, I just have another opportunity to persist, right? So, you know, it is. It's strange, man. We are very strange creatures. But as far as you saying that about regret, I think the thing is, like, you can definitely look to improve or to do differently. And I think that's the thing you should regret. If there's something that shows you a sign of where you can do better or change course, and then you don't take advantage of it, it's not the fact of what made you realize it, right? I've been selfish and done things, and then it's brought up to me, and then I'm like, oh, I do have regret. Well, really, all that matters is make amends where you can make amends, and then set a new course. And if you don't set a new course, that's the problem. That's what you should look back and regret, is if it doesn't give. If you're saying it's enough to move you, and then there's no movement,
yeah,
you should sit there and regret the event. All you can do is apologize and try to move on from the event, right?
Yeah.
Because the fact is, life's not fair. We can prove that right now.
Yeah.
I mean, is it fair that somebody young and vibrant in life is here one moment and then gone the next in an accident? No, that ain't fucking fair. So no, neither is anything else that you're sitting there living regret. This world is never meant to be fair. So, like, take advantage of the future, set shift, and try to make a better way. That's my thing. Like, when you talk about regret, and I'm saying this to everyone listening, like, what did it change? What did you do? Did you make amends? Okay, don't live in that. All it's doing is hurting. You're just now going to live a lesser life because all you do is focus on the regret you have in that one situation. So you got to learn to let go too, right? There's a lot of people who unfortunately die with regret because they just overanalyze and never let go.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a certain level of getting to a point where let me back up. Life is going to give you opportunity to adjust where you are. Life is going to give you things where you think that you're good and you think things are fine. It's going to kick you and put you on your ass. This is what it is. And you can build out an entire plan with what you have in mind is what's going to be. But also, you're not guaranteed any of it. And to think that your plans are not subject to change by exterior events is silly. And the moment you try to control those things is when things become complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so for me, the ability to be able to assess a situation and sit in it before making a decision is not normally what I do. Right? Usually it's, this happens, we're doing this, moving forward. And there's things that have happened recently where I've had to sit and process and go through the decision-making process multiple times and determine what the best outcome is. And now we're at a place where the ball has been moved and pushed and everything involving it has changed. All of it. And so now it's creating a new course and being able to see the opportunities that are inside of that course, right? And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The only way to move is to move.
So it's funny how we align on stuff when we're not, we haven't even discussed it before we get on the podcast.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. I mean, all the time. So I literally had a news article I get from Robert Mallon. That's M-A-L-L-O-N. You can Google Robert Mallon, and he's got a website. It's double check it here. I think it's robertmallon.com. And anyways, he's got a newsletter you sign up for. It's a great little newsletter. He just talks good perspective. He's a coach. He's my coach. And but the newsletter's for anyone who will sign up for it. And the one I just read today, I had the quote in this one part he put in here. He said, something to ponder. Human beings are works in progress that mistakenly think they're finished. The person you are right now is as transient, as fleeting, and as temporary as the people you've ever been. So the thing is, like, you are constantly shifting. You are constantly moving. You are never finished on yourself, ever, ever. And that was surprising to me when I was younger. But the older I get, 100% do I believe that and see that in myself. Because the things that motivated me and push me and excite me, life has nothing but gotten better. There's things that I've had to make reality with, right? Like, you know, I see my parents getting older and getting it. My last surviving grandparent just died recently, you know? And Danny and I were sitting there talking about it. I was like, you know, that was the last grandparent out of both of us. And, you know, so immediately makes you go, man, which parent will we lose first? You know, things like that. Like, there is definitely things I see happening that sadden me, right? But at the same time, like, life gets more and more precious. Like, the things that I thought that were, God, I'd lose my mind if I missed that on when I was in my 20s or whatever, right? But like, now that stuff, like, now I'm like, shit, the things that I've been able to do and have fun in my 30s have been way better than my 20s. Like, my God, what are my 40s going to be like? And like, I'm excited about in the things that are coming in the future. And like, you know, it's interesting to me how that's changed. And I want to continue to embrace this person I become. Who knows who he'll be, right? Like, I got a say in it, but man, who's the man I'm making that people see 20 years from now?
Right.
You know, that I see when I look in the mirror. Probably going to be a little uglier, which is easy to do for me. But, you know, like, who's the man I'm creating? You know, so we are definitely transient. And, you know, I don't think we give enough thought to that.
No. You know? I think a lot of that is due to the fact of we don't want to think that we're always, that we're like a current, like we're always moving, always changing, always processing.
Yeah.
Things are always happening. Right, there's external events that are always happening, and that kind of plays into the same thing that I posted on my Instagram this morning, which I was reading a book about. I don't remember the title of the book, but it says we are each responsible for our actions and our reactions. And it's more about emotional things. So an event happens and then we have emotions towards that event. Where in reality, it's the event happens, something that you're feeling, an event happens, your needs are not met from that event, and then you have emotion towards it. So your emotions are not tied to the event. So if someone shows up late to a meeting and you're like, God, I cannot believe this guy is late. There's a need that has not been met from that event of happening, right? Whereas if you needed a minute to, you know, regather your thoughts or plan for the meeting, at that point in time, you would be at ease that he is behind because you have time to catch up. You get what I mean?
Yes.
And so the thought that I put with it was, we have control over two things in life, our actions and our responses to two things that happen, right? We have a choice of how we're going to move and then also how we are going to handle the situation that is in front of us. And then that could be emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever it might be, but the being able to understand that and actually do those things that allow you to, being able to understand that you have two options with everything that happens in your life. And those are the things you have to control, right? You may not control that you make, how much money you make, but you can definitely put in the actions to make more money, right? And then you can also choose what your mindset is towards how you are currently. And so I think a lot of those things we lose sight of because we're trying to, there's so many things that you're trying to do on a regular basis, whether it's please people or do the things that you're, you know, that aren't true to you or whatever it may be. There's so many things that we try to control, but they're external factors and you can't control external factors. The mm-hmm. world is the way that it is.
Yeah.
So you have two options.
Yeah.
So I guess all of that being said, everything kind of ties in together, right? Because yeah. you're always changing. People around you are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's your job to, the world is always changing.
Yeah.
So got to be able to be, you have to be able to look inward and figure out what that is, right? How are you going to react to the things that are changing and how are you going to move?
Yeah.
So.
So a couple things to that. Number one, you are always moving and changing, and we need to stay cognizant of that, but also know that you can also pick your heading, right? Where you're going with that. Mm-hmm. And the things that may pull that in a direction you don't want to go in, stay away from, right? The second thing is, you know, talk about money. We talk about a decent amount of money, but like everybody needs to listen to this. Money is a tool and you need it. You need it like you need anything else. You need that tool. But just like you said earlier, hey, there might be a millionaire who's unhappy. There's plenty of them. Plenty of them. Because if they put all their bases in just that money, they realized that it wasn't the thing, right? They thought they would get that money and be done. And that's what they based it on. It's not that at all. And there's plenty of other things it cannot be that people focus on. Money's important. I want to make more of it. I want more of that tool. I want more of that in that ammunition, right? But yeah, it is not the item that's going to make me happy. The freedom it gives me will make me happy. Going to my full capabilities will make me more happy, right? So, you know, I want to build a bigger company. The reason for that is I think I can. So if I think I can, I must.
Right.
That's what I want. I think I can build a better, more beautiful organization, and I'm going to do that. And I am very focused on doing that because I think I can. And I tie that to part of my success, to my influence. Yeah. But I have very few thoughts about the money side of it. If I do all that, the money will come. And that tool will just come and then it'll be there and it'll give me more freedom. But that ain't going to be the thing that potentially one day at my funeral that ain't gonna fill up the pews. You know what I mean? So, like, if all your focus is money, you're listening to this and your focus is only money, and you're fucked. Get that out of your head as quick as you can.
Yep.
Figure that nut you need. Get smart with it. But if that's all you think it is at the end of the day, I'm not saying you shouldn't chase it, you should chase it, but it should be overall, like you should be thinking past what that does.
Right.
Because it will not bring you the happiness you want at all.
Amen to that.
Yeah. It's just the high you chase.
Yeah, that's, there was a time in my life that was the only focus that I had. And it was because I had no money. I got the biggest commission check that I ever received. And I remember getting the check and going to deposit it. And I was like, why don't I feel different? Like, I've had the most money I've ever had in my entire life in my bank account. And I don't feel different. And at that point in time, I was like, oh, it's not that. That has zero to do with
it. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, it's cool though when somebody needs some help and you don't even know how, they have no idea how they're going to make ends meet or because of the situation, and you just write a check on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's cool. I've been able to do that a few times, and I will tell you right now, truth is I did it for me, not for them. Like the way it made me feel will never compare to the way it made them feel. Some of it made them feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
They were grateful. They were relieved, but they hated that was the case, right? So, you ever had somebody give you money when in a situation? I have. Been a long time, but I have. Made me feel good. But I guarantee, like, they were thankful they could do that, right? So, you know, man, when they, being able to do shit like that, now that's cool stuff with money. That's cool stuff with money. Hey, something breaks somewhere, you don't even have to, you don't stay up at night because you know you're just going to cut a check and it's done, it's taken care of. They get to do that for other people or take care of other things. That shit's awesome. It's amazing. I love nothing more than to do more of it, right? Just being able to do that kind of stuff, you know? So, like, it's important to, I will never stop talking about it. But the problem is most people don't treat it. They treat it like it's this thing they're going to wrap themselves in at night. It's going to make them okay. Or they're more worried about looking good to others with it. They don't even know how to use a fucking tool. You'll never have it to the level you want because you won't even be true to it, even if that's all you think about.
Right.
You won't even be true to it in like the idea of, okay, let me build a fucking budget. Let me use this tool. Let me plan with this tool. Like, you're going to get none of that because you don't do any of those fucking things. You just want to look cool.
Right.
And that's fucking stupid.
Amen. There's stupid. A couple terms for that where it's just.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is 110% a tool and opportunity tickets.
Yeah.
And so.
All right, everybody. That's it. That's what we got for the day.
Yeah.
Money's just a tool. If you are going to look up to it, then look up to it for the tool it is and how powerful it can be, because it is extremely powerful. It's not just a happiness maker or a show-off maker, all right? If all you want is money just to show off, you're freaking lame. You're lame, and it'll be fleeting. It'll leave you.
Yeah, quickly.
Realize that you are on a journey. You can help with the heading, but that is a journey, and you are going to continue to change and become someone. Embrace that shit. Think back out of it. Don't live in fucking regret. And no, life can be short, but it can also be really fucking long. So don't get old and crusty, and you look at all the fucking time you wasted.
Amen to that. Guys, don't forget to check out our sponsors, Jocko Fuel and Origin USA. When you do get to check out, put in the code GRIND10, GRIND10, at checkout, save yourself 10% off. James?
Grinder out.